We do enter into the pit of our abode. As we gather on this solemn Moed, this assembly of our precious one to acknowledge his name and to bless the excellency of his name, his power, and to worship him for the magnificent Tikvah, the hope, the Yeshua. As we began the eve of this Moed, this Kodash, convocation unto Yahweh, we signify that by the sounding of the shofar in the beard of Yahweh. Lift your hands and your voices.
Hallelujah.
Unto Almighty Yah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. For the excellence of your truth is mighty in these earthen vessels. Those that hold fast to your truth, that sincerely loves you, Yah. We want to be a people that our aspirations based upon what you command us to do. And so I pray for this message today, that it will bless and enlighten the heart of your people. We may understand with great clarity, to understand the personality of our Abba, and to see his power in action. For we long for your kingdom above all things, that the Zadika kingdom of Yah will be established upon this earth. And for that we will barak your name and worship you. For your name is excellent. We bless you today. Those that are listening by live stream, those that will hear this broadcast, another form or other medium, we ask you to bless every word that will be spoken, that they may be revived and the change take place. We ask it all in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb of Israel. The Israel cried, hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, Shalom, Shabbat, this Moed of Almighty Yah. Be strengthened today, my brother, sister. Be encouraged in Yahshua. Now we bless as you all may be seated. What an excellent time to be in. I do bless him, Barak, Almighty Yah. For his name is excellent, and his character is superior above all character. Without the character of Almighty Yahweh, then we are a dimmering light that has no power to preserve, that will not emit any kind of strength at all. We are simply a wayward, backwards people, without any kind of instruction, any kind of knowledge of those things that are before us. And so what he does, he sends the brightness of his truth in Yahshua. For he is the light of Yahweh expressed in a world that is full of darkness. And every kind of vile, corrupt thing there is controls this world today. That is why there is such a tremendous battle in the minds of the people. You have such atrocities that are taking place today. Fathers murdering their children, the wives, their babies, mothers drowning their children with this sadistic mindset without any kind of compassion. It is rampant throughout the earth. This young generation, their minds are oppressed and suppressed. Drugs control their actions and their reaction. There is no stability or strength at all that can be found outside of the parameters of Almighty Yahweh. And in the midst of all of this debacle, he raises up the voice of the Nabis that has spoken unto Israel. And he caused the love of man to speak those things that are written, that have a sure testimony, because they have been sealed by the power of the blood of Yahshua HaMashiach. And so the voice of the prophet speaks today unto Israel. As the old proverb would say, that the blood cries out from the grounds. And they were destroyed by Israel. The prophets were destroyed in Jerusalem because they came to cry aloud and spare not the indignant sins of the people. That is why on this Moed of Almighty Yahweh, the ingathering, the Sukkot, Feast of Tabernacle, as I spoke to Deacon Benny, we had discussed another theme, but I like the one that Zephaniah speaks. It'll be very valuable as you understand the text that will be used in the course of this week concerning what Zephaniah, what he speaks on to Israel, and how profoundly even the expression of his name, Zephanahu, that it denotes that Yahweh hides and he protects. In the midst of this dark generation, unless we are hidden in him, you're not going to be hidden from the very powers that be, that destroys every mind, every ability to think and to comprehend the things of Almighty Yahweh. And the voice of the prophets must speak out in this land. And there must be men today that possess the integrity of Almighty Yahweh, that they are sure, and they will not fret because of the enemy or because of the ways of the evildoers. But they will speak as Zephaniah, as he spoke, as Amos and Hoshea, the men of great strength, as they spoke unto the people of Almighty Yah. As they saw them began to backslide and digress, not in a perpetual progression, but they're digressing back into their carnal thinking, their carnal appetite, their lust, their greed. And Yahweh has no sincere devotion from them at all. He is not the pinnacle of their thought. He is not the most supreme thing in their lives. He is not the one that their heart meditate on day and night. And the thoughts of his beauty cause this great ecstasy of joy and gladness to fill their lives today. It is not so. And so there is one that Yahweh raised up in the midst of all of that debacle, Zephaniah, to speak unto Israel and to bring about this warning unto this house. And he warns his house, and he does it continuously. It is almost like parents raising their sons and their daughters, and they warn them repetitively about the same things over and over and over. And they will say, Mom, I'm not going to do it. Dad, I will not do that. I would never do that. And yet they fall into the cauldrons of those sins and the power of that darkness that literally captivates them, takes their energy, their thought, and rules them as a masterful slave driver. It drives them as a slave master will drive one. Drives them deep into sin and darkness, deep into the hands of Shaitan, that they are immersed so deep that if only Yahweh, if they are true seed of Yah, He's the only one that's going to bring them out and no one else. And so the prophet Zephaniah speaks. The voice of the prophet speaks out unto Yisrael. Are you signifying that you are Zephaniah or Zephanahu? I'm David Roberts. I am a servant of Almighty Yah. I don't have to be Pastor Roberts or either Brother Roberts. You can call me Dawid. It makes no difference. I know that what I speak, it is according to His mandate. And it is from the book that we really do not know. We do not love. It does not sustain us. And we do not give any time to it because we give no credence to it. It has no value at all. There are people that will spend hours and hours watching this filth that pollutes their minds, that controls their emotions and everything about them, and yet they have no time to spend in the Word of Yah. They will fret about talking about every frivolous thing with frivolity. When it comes to the Word of Yah, they have no time for that. This is the thing that keeps our lives in perspective. That keeps us before Almighty Yahweh. And this generation is not before Him. So the voice of Zephaniah must speak unto Yisrael. It is one thing that theologians say about that one little minor book in the Tanakh. They say that it is a book of the consuming fire for Almighty Yah. And there is no book in Scripture like the prophet of Zephaniah. No other words expressed unto a people with such profound impact and such truth, and all Scripture is truth. But there's something profound as the prophet utters unto a people that had removed themselves away from Almighty Yahweh. Now today I want to entitle this message, and I don't do that, but it is the tower strength of Babylon. The tower strength of Babylon. Not just the tower, but the twin towers. The strength of Babylon. And there are some metaphors that I will express to us. There are things during the course of this teaching, preaching, whatever we want to call it, that I do want to expose some of the very powers that be, that allure and draw, and bring the mind and the people into captivity, that they have no power or no will to be made free. You can't even spend quality time with Yahweh. You cannot even free yourself from your own lust and your own idleness to spend time with Yahweh. You cannot even free yourself from your own frivolity and your own sin to spend time with Yahweh. And this is the truth. He speaks to Yisrael, and every word that Zephaniah spoke, it was to the remnant of the house of Yisrael. He spoke unto Yahuda, and he spoke unto Yisrael. It makes no difference in the separation of the dividing of the tribes of Israel, but he spoke emphatically to warn them, to speak to them what Yahweh says and what he speaks. We know of the Tower of Babel. It is profound that one entity and the one that Yah had given rule, his name was Nimrod, simply mean the revolter against Yah. He revolted against Yah. And when you find yourself revolting, when you find yourself turning around, it is that spirit of Nimrod, and you're building your own tower. You're trying to find that spiritual power that instructs you, that gives you directions and guidance, because you do not want the guidance of Almighty Yahweh. You do not want that. And in the midst of all that, you find such confusion in your mind. You don't even know how to choose what is right and wrong. We see this Tower of Babel in Sinai that Nimrod began to build, and we're building our own little tower. We have our own strength. We have our own constitution, our own government. It is not the government of Almighty Yah. There is nothing that takes place in the earth today, whether it is metaphoric, regardless of what it is denoted by the powers to be, and they establish all things. I don't care whether it's kingdoms. I do not care whether it's buildings or arts or cultures. They're not established by Almighty Yahweh. There's only one true culture that is established by Almighty Yahweh. And he imparted that into a people that were a worthless people that had little possessions. And they were the Hebraic people of Almighty Yahweh. And he imparted into them a culture that was rich, prosperous, and powerful. Jotah knows how to emulate the very things of Almighty Yahweh. That is why we can emulate things. We can pretend that we are sincere. We can pretend that we are real. And yet, in the midst of our life lies the seed of hypocrisy. Such a vile thing. If a man says he loves somebody Yahweh and keep not the instructions of Yah, he is a pervert and a liar. When a man comes to the simplicity of Yahweh's knowledge of truth, he must obey it. This is a generation that their towers, they have built their tower. And they have their own tower within their own lev. And it has brought about confusion because that is the first thing that Yahweh did. When they began to reach into the Shemayams, you must understand they were defying the government of Almighty Yah. And they said that we will establish our own government. We will reach the powers that rule. And it is not you, Yahweh. And immediately he began to bring confusion upon the land. He began to bring confusion. And that opened the door, Babylon. Hear me, brothers and sisters. Because I will show us the significance of this nation here. And we have seen the very imagery and the very image of that tower in this nation. Not only does it mean confusion, because there is where the spirit of confusion was induced among the people. They all began to speak different languages. The language was changed. Now we saw something that happened in this nation whereby the twin towers were destroyed. And yet it brought all nations together for one language. And they all began to speak the same rhetoric and the same tone. And they all began to rise up in this vile, virile, corrupt mindset. And yet they are corrupt. And in the midst of that, in the midst of Babel, he caused a tremendous confusion among the people. Whereby there was no consensus and there was no oneness. We must understand that at the beginning, these things are being drawn to their conclusion. And what we saw in the city of New York, we saw the twin towers. And they all have significance. No, this does not come by the reading of some books or book or some materials that someone has published. It comes by the revelation of truth in Scripture. When we see the metaphors, we see the signs, we see these things in the beginning, we can understand them better at the end. That's why those that have gone before us, they will not be perfect without us. So it's important for us to understand and to know all things, to understand what Yahweh commands. And everything has a significance, and I will show you that in Scripture. I will show you the metaphorism of these things and the reason why they're done that way. That is why Zephaniah, he must speak, and the voice of the prophet must warn the people. Now, not only is Babylon this state of confusion, but the true meaning of Babylon is this. Hear me, brothers and sisters. It is the gate to the gods. It opens the gates to the gods. Now, that is what Babylon does. When they left in that confusion, every kind of religious, vile, God worship, deity worship, rose from the remnant of Babel. Every kind of sadistic power there is, rose from the confusion of Babel. That is why Yah is not the author of confusion. He does not confuse Israel. But it is that spirit of Babel that confused Israel. And what that spirit does, it opened the gates to the gods. And there is no nation that opens the gates to the gods like this nation. They come from every nation around the world for their liberty and their freedom to worship their gods. They seek their deities and their spiritual powers, but have no conscience of the truth of Almighty Yahweh. This nation is the nation whereby the gates of all the gods are open. You find every kind of vile religious practice there is in this nation. You can go to some of those Islamic countries, and you will not find anything but the paganism of Islam. And it is one thing about the constitution or the strength of this nation. It opens your heart to every god there is. Every kind of god power, every kind of unclean thing, some of your thoughts, some of the things you think. You tell me that's the mind of Yahshua. The things that we think, the things that course our minds, you tell me that's the mind of HaMashiach. The things that you allow to penetrate your mind, and the thoughts of what your thoughts are given to, you tell me that's the mind of HaMashiach, and you know Him. It is not the mind of Yahshua. It is the mind of Bibol, Babylon, of Shinar. It's that mind. It's not the mind of Yah, because that mind opens the gates to the gods. And that is why we have so many forms and formalities in what we call worship. And everyone has their own points of views. They're not relevant. They have no credence with Almighty Yahweh. But unless the voice of the prophets began to speak, and these things that call themselves prophets are nobbies in America, they are pseudos. They're not the genuine things. They call themselves apostles, they are liars. They are not the Shilishims of Almighty Yah. Because an apostle, the Shilishim, speaks with profoundness and they establish the power and the richness of the doctrines of Almighty Yah. And they do not backpedal one bit. Show me where Shaul the Kepha, show me where they backpedal. Oh, I know in their initial performance, and it did not take them long to reach the zenith of the power that was imparted into them. They're not the apostles of Yah. They're false men. They have titles to make themselves think highly of themselves. You don't have to call me nothing. I just speak the word of Yah. That's what I speak. And it's no difference, makes no difference what you call me. I'm a son of Yah. And that's a fact. So this spiritual power, this Babylonian spirit in this nation, my how and what confusion it is when it comes to religion in this nation. You go somewhere like Iraq or Iran, they may have the Sunnis and the Shiites, but it is the difference is on the principles of which one of the prophets, Prophet Muhammad or his cousin or which sect of that they're following. But when it comes down to the principles of the Islam, then they all stand on the same page on that. They do. But in this nation, you have every kind of form of religion there is, and there is no crying out. Because a man says that he's a Christian, he does all the pagan practices of all the other pagan worshippers. Now, how can he be a son of Almighty Yah? How can he walk in the riches and the power of Almighty Yah when he has come to the knowledge of truth? He will not rescind these things. He will not renounce them. How can he say he has the power of Almighty Yahweh in him? He doesn't possess it. And that is the truth. And in these messages that as we began on this week, you will see, and there will be no doubt at all. I must bring to clarity, and I have to, we must understand the power of these twin towers that were in New York City. That is the gateway to this nation, isn't it? Everyone wants to come to New York City. Every nation. There's no other city they've heard of. But they've heard of New York City. I don't care if they have not heard of Charlotte or any other city. That is the place that they have heard of. It is a representation of this democracy, this demonic power that rules, and this capitalist system. Now the scripture speaks of those two powers. It's in the book. And we must study to understand the things of Yah. We don't have time for Him. And that is why we're such an ignorant people. That's why we don't know very much. And when we hear the things of Yah, they sound so outlandish. We can't receive it. We don't have the openness of love to receive it. And yet we hear things about each other that are outlandish. We receive that, don't we? We receive our own accusations against our brothers and sisters. And they're outlandish, and we receive that. And then you will add more to that. When it comes to the things of Yah, we say, well, I don't believe that. And there is no other system, no other powerful form of government like this system that we call capitalism that produces one that is the producer of a thing and take advantage of the production. He always says there's a sore evil in the land, mainly wages kept back by the owners, by their own or to their own hurt. And so that is what this system of capitalism and the system that we call democracy, that is what it does. Yahweh has a system that is totally ran by Him. And the prosperity of the people come by their obedience unto Almighty Yahweh. Don't tell me the capitalist system produces an obedience unto Yah. It breaks up the homes. It calls a wife to say and to denounce her place that Yahweh called her. I want to tell all you daughters of Zion, you that are listening, He called a woman not to give herself over unto the world, as a man takes his wife and gives her over unto the pimps of the world to pimp her. That is not of Almighty Yahweh. He meant for her to serve her home, her husband, and to bring strength through her prayer, through her obedience unto Almighty Yah, that when the man comes in from the hard day's labor out of the field, there's a refreshness in his home. And what this damnable wicked system we call capitalism, it capitalizes on everyone, it captivates everyone, it brings everyone unto slaveship. You don't have to agree with me, but it's the truth. Yahweh's way for His people is not according to a capitalist system. It is totally opposite. He wants a praying wife, praying in her home, praying for the welfare of her husband, and praying for the children. You see the powers that be, and I will get into great depth. What they have done, they have taken the very truth of Yah. He tells us how the woman's ways or the wife's ways should be, and how she presents her offerings unto Almighty Yah. He tells her her disposition. He expressed unto her what character she should have. So the world says we remove that from her, and we take it. That's what this capitalist system does. It brings her into captivity. And it brings the man into captivity because he has not the strength of Yah to obey what Yahweh says. And he has allowed the predicaments of the world to bring him under these bondages that captivates him. His mind is captivated with things and what he sees. And he is consumed with those things instead of the word of Almighty Yahweh. When a man truly studies the word, it will always correct a man. The husbandman, he must first be the partaker. I cannot speak to you if I am not the first partaker of this. I cannot express to you the legitimacy of this if I have a superficial, hypocritical life. If I'm living one way and I'm reproving you on a matter that I'm doing something that is opposite as to what Yahweh did, what He has spoken, then I am in total opposition against Him. And that is what the spirit of Babel does. It brings this confusion to the mind. Bills and things confuse people today. Whether they give to Yah or whether they pay their bills. Hallelujah. Whether they give to Yah or whether they pay their bills. That's confusion because the clear word of Yahweh tells us what to do. It instructs us what to do. It is more blessed to give than to receive. And so this mind is captivated by the powers that be, the gods that rule in this twin deity and their twin deities. That is what those towers represented. We can see the paganism in every aspect of this culture. Let me tell you something, these hypocrites that say that the people that came to America and discovered this country, they were fleeing persecution, religious persecution. Tell me what persecution they were fleeing. They were not fleeing the persecution of the Muslims. They were not fleeing the persecution of the witches. What persecution were they fleeing? Who were persecuting them? They say they came and established this nation as a, quote, Christian, unquote, nation. Tell me whose persecution were they fleeing? They were not fleeing the persecution of who we call the Yavims, the Jews. They were not fleeing that. They were fleeing the persecution of what we call Christianity. This Jezebel whore. Her hands. Her power. She rules the world. And her hands are in everything upon the face of the earth. And we see the representation of the metaphor of these twin towers. As I will take us into great depth on that. We see that it constitutes this democracy and this capitalist system. A democracy, it is not what we have. Whereby truly the people rule. Well, Yahweh says that His truth rules. It is His truth that rules. You understand what this system has done to confuse the families and the homes? It tells you that this system rules and it captivates you. And Yahweh says, husband, love your wife. Wife, submit yourself. Be subjected. And yet it is the power of a system that rules. And not the system of Almighty Yahweh. And it has opened the gates to every kind of God there is. Every kind of God. I don't care if the husband, the wife, the children sit down and read scripture and study scripture. When a man studies scripture, it reproves what's in him. It shows the woman what's in her that she may walk in complicit appliance as to what Yahweh instructs them. You can't do another way. That's the way that seems right. All the ways of a man, they are right. If you enter in the gate any other way, you're nothing but a thief and a robber. There's only one way. That leads unto Yahweh. And what the enemy has done in the state of confusion, he has simply taken just a little and twisted that. A little here and twisted that. And now you have this system in this nation whereby all the people are captivated. And they keep the minds of the people captivated in captivity. With trinkets and things. What about has the pure mind of Almighty Yahweh? He will not sell himself or his family to the powers that be. He will not disobey Yahweh to satisfy the wicked. Don't you know you are a shallow person? If your strength fail you in the battle with the wicked or before the wicked, then small is your strength. You have no strength at all. If you fear the wicked and their institutions and their constitutions, more than you fear Yahweh, you have no strength at all. You will have men today will deny the Shabbat because of their jobs, their homes, and they have no homes. Because there is no home unless the Ruah of Yahweh is the predominant power. Because it brings the shalom, it brings prosperity. It's not what a man has. Can I say this? I received the pictures from Pastor Aji there in Ghana. And I watch, and I see, he sent me pictures of very handsome young men. They're very beautiful men. I mean, physically, they're very handsome. They're educated, they're knowledgeable men. It's simply that the economy of that system does not support their degrees in what they have. But I'm talking about men that are very studious young men. You can look at them, and you can see it in their expression. Men that love Yah, men that are very appreciative. I sent one of the brothers, I sent him 500,000 ZDs. Sounds like a lot, doesn't it? It's up at about $25. And he was enraptured and very thankful for that small amount. His heart was truly captivated. And it's one thing about those young men, you can see it in their countenance, their expression. That there is a sincere motive in their love and a desire to please Almighty Yahweh. You can see it in them. And he has hundreds of young men that stand with him. They're young. I'm not talking about old men. They're young men of strength and character. And yet they're not succumbed or given over unto the power of the world. Their lives are manipulated and captivated by these things. And yet there's a presence of great strength and character that they obey the things of Almighty Yahweh because these are the things that are valuable. And they have the most value. You take those cultures whereby men, they're those that will labor all day long just for the bread of their table. This is a nation here that is so captivated that is so consumed by this confused power, by the twin gods, and there are twin gods that rule in the camp of Israel. There are two that Christianity personifies them like no other religion. I will show you that in the book. It's here in that book that you have. Well, Pastor Robertson, you're construing that. I tell you what, I will read it like it is in the book and tell me if it's construed. I'm not construing it. We need to be wise. In all thy getting, get wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing, but in all your wisdom, and all of that you get, that wisdom is profound, but understand the wisdom. You need to understand the wisdom of Almighty Yahweh. And so this nation, in the power of her deities, she has captivated the masses. That is why a daddy can kill all of his children because of the captivation of the pressures of what we call a democracy. It is a demonized system. It is a system that is controlled by demons. That is the root word of democracy, demos. It is the Greek word, demos. And they're captivated by this system that allures them and takes them away from the simplicities of the truth of Almighty Yahweh. And they become servants unto a system that desires a laborious labor from them. Reject the Shabbat. Men will reject the Shabbat to keep jobs, to hell with the job when it comes to Yah's commandments. The job and all will go to hell. I will not even sell the truth of Yah. He tells us to buy the truth and sell it not. There are men that will send their wives out on jobs, and the men are disrespectful in the camp of the wicked, and the wicked bombard their minds with every kind of evil thing, every kind of sadistic thing, just for what things? Because they're captivated by a system, they're in bondage to a system, and they're working to pay bills. That is not of Yah. That is the power of hell. It is demonology. It is not the spirit of Almighty Yah. It is not of Almighty Yah. And no one wants to speak against it. It is not. He tells us having food, raiment, therewith. You know when a man is content, he rejoices, is exceedingly glad. There will be those that will hear me will be upset today, but that's all right. I'm a warrior. And I love a good, tenacious fight. I do. I'm a warrior. And I don't mind dying for the cause. I really do not. I'll die for the cause. The standards of Almighty Yahweh, they're different than the standards of this capitalist system. And all of these whorehouses, you have the man and the wife. If they are grinding themselves day and night, for what? And the things of Yah never permeates their mind. Because she's captivated 8-9 hours a day on a job, and it's folly and foolishness and trash. That's the truth. The place is to be there to strengthen the man when he walks in the door. There's a strength because of her prayer life, because of her cleanliness and her purity. Most men come home today, their wives raising hell. They have no sweetness to them because the system has captivated them. Their minds are given over unto the system, and they want the system things. I want the things of Yahweh. I don't care about these things of the world. They're temporal. They're going to fail. But the things of Yahweh, they're everlasting. Lay up your treasures in the kingdom, not upon the earth. Rust, moth, corrupts it. Thieves break in to steal. You're trying to lay up treasures and the thieves are breaking in. The devil, he's stealing your family. He's stealing your sons. He's stealing your daughters. He's stealing the Ahava of Yahweh. He's stealing your compassion, your sensitivity. There's no sensitivity today. You can't be sensitive to your wife. You don't know how to be sensitive to her. You cannot be intrigued by her touch, her gentleness. Woman, you don't even know how to be gentle. Your sensitivity is lost. There's nothing there today. It's just two people cohabitating just like the beasts of the field for some sexual performance or arousing. There's no intimacy at all to it. Because the powers that be, they removed this mind of Hamashiach. That is why Charles said, let the mind. Let the same mind. I was in Yahshua. The same mind. Same purpose. Be in you as well. And he pleased him. He pleased the husband man. He pleased him. Something is drastically wrong. When a woman can go out all day and please some strange pedophile and some pervert. You don't know what the man is doing. That oversees you. That controls more of your day than Yahweh. Or your husband. Something is wrong.
Something is wrong, man, when a job controls your sensitivity, your oneness with your wife, and separates you because you're captivated by a system that commands and demands you to do a certain thing. It's not of Yah. You're walking in darkness. It is not the light of Almighty Yah. Has He gone away and left us? Is He always by us? Is He close by us? Then why would we be away from our spouse or our wives or our children? Why would we do that? It is not of Yahweh. That's why Yahweh said, you will labor by the sweat of your brows. You may not have much money. That's all right. He was rich, but he became poor, did he not? He said, but you have much to eat. You have food and raiment. Possibilities are where to lay your head. He said, be content. Why? Because you're not giving yourself over unto the powers. Brothers and sisters, when we move away from loving truth and obeying truth, you're given unto the gods of this nation. And this nation is the gate to all gods. This nation here in America, they have every kind of whorehouse, temple, Buddhist, yoga, Hindu, Islam, Christianity. Every kind of house there is in this nation. You can go to Pakistan. You're not going to find what we call Hindu temples there. You're going to find what they call pagan Islam temples. This is the gate to the gods, this city. And when we saw the very explosion of these twin gods, them being loose to go and to secure the remnants of the world, we saw an influx of people and gifts and all kinds of sympathy from every nation, every kind of religion. They gathered in what we call the state house, and they prayed the Hindus, the Buddhists, the pagans, the atheists. Every kind of god was present and represented there. The Buddhists, the Muslims, the Jews, the Christians. But the Spirit of Yah was not there. And we can see this gate and its explosive power being open. It brought every religion together, brothers and sisters. What the system does, it captivates us with trinkets and foolish things. Who's sleeping with who? Angelina and that kind of trash. We are not perceptive of the things that Scripture gives us an account of those things. You're too much, you spend too much time bickering and biting and devouring and destroying one another instead of seeing and understanding with great comprehension what Yahweh says. We have to have men today that are free to stand for the truth of Almighty Yah. And a man that is free, he cannot be free when he's captivated by the world, when he is controlled by the captivity of this world. He cannot be free. How can he say that he has a sincere motive and a true love for Yahweh when he is captivated? When all of his labor, it is not for the kingdom, but it's for his own God kingdom, his own belly. Would that start me? I'm a good brother and sister. Not so. Not so. We must obey Almighty Yahweh and do what He commands us to do. Without that, there is nothing of truth in you at all. No whatsoever. You understand that if a man goes out and he makes $500, he has no problem with giving it all to Almighty Yahweh. He has no compunction with giving it away to Yahweh. He has none whatsoever. But yet, that same man, there are those that will go out and make $500 and they give it all to the god of this world. They give every nickel to Shaitan because they're consumed by the captivity of the power of this world. HaMashiach came to make us free. He knew what government would be in this time. Yahweh knew the end from the beginning. He knew how this government would captivate people. He knew how this continuous bombarding of our minds with things and greed and lust and covetousness would cause us to break the Torah of Yah. When a man understands the truth of Yah, and he does it blatantly, he does it without consciousness, that is almost a matter of Ichabod. The Spirit of Yah is not there. His Spirit doesn't dwell there. And he does it without consciousness, he does it without even thought. Something is missing from the man's mind. It's not the mind of HaMashiach. I speak this to warn us. You that are listening, I speak this to warn you. There's only one way, and it's the way of Almighty Yahweh. There's only one way to do it, and we must do it Yahweh's way. We find, as I read this morning, you would think that someone coming from Somalia, all the death,
all the poverty there. In this nation, a man walks into the police department there in Chicago. He says to the police, could not even speak English. He said, I've killed my family. I've killed all of my children, 4 children. He wounded his wife severely. She simply did not die. I do not know at this time. Now, what will cause a man to do that in a poverty country? He will go out and try to supply the maize or the bread for them. Now, all of a sudden, he comes to this nation. And he busts them all in the head and kill all of his young babies and his children. I will never do that. You will never do that. You defy what Yahweh says and you will not do that. Yahweh commands you and gives you instructions. You will not do that. And you will not do what he commands you. And you say you will not do that. Oh, you think very highly of yourself, huh? Your only restraint, brothers and sisters, is that there's a charge that he has placed there. That's the only thing. The Ruach Almighty Yah. And the only thing that heals you and keep you from falling into that is by hearing the word of Almighty Yah. I've had many young men. I had those that would say to me, Pastor Robert, there were many things I would have done. Yet when I will come in the midst, I will hear the word of Almighty Yah, and it will recharge and revitalize me. It will correct me and show me my place and my position and where I was falling short. That's why you need men today that are authoritative. Men that have the power of Yahweh's truth. And it must be an example of their lives. Not your frivolity, brother, your silliness and your folly and all of your grinning and your stinging. Not that, sisters. It's time out for that. There's nothing hilarious today. It's time to be focused and serious-minded. It's time to be vigilant and diligent about the things of Yah. Not all your laughter. You need to cleanse yourself. That's a filthy thing. It's a thing of folly. It's not of Yah. It isn't. Every word, there's a giggle, there's a sniggle, there's a laugh. It shouldn't be. I'll ask you a question. The mind of HaMashiach, was there a very important event he had to deal with? You think he sniggled and giggled and laughed? You think in the Garden of Gethsemane he was sniggling and giggling and laughing? You all believe that? We're a foolish generation. We're in that Gethsemane. It's time to prepare to meet our Creator, to meet him. Whether you believe that or not, he was a sniggling and there was no laughter. He cried. He was sober. We're in a time whereby we must be sober. Were you saying we should never laugh? I did not say that. Solomon said there's a time to laugh. There's a time to be sober. There's a time to cry. And there's a time not to cry. There's a time for war. And there's a time for shalom. There's a time to fight. And there's a time to kill. There's a time to live. And there's a time to let live. And there's a time to destroy too. So there are things in our lives that you better begin to kill. And to destroy. Because we're moving in a time whereby, you must understand, I've worked on construction jobs. You sisters, you haven't. It is one of the places whereby there's more frivolity and folly, drugs and stupidity, men gesturing and jiving with jokes and laughter. There's no thought. Yahweh cannot even penetrate that kind of a conscience. And this nation is consumed with that today. You have the T.D. Jakes in his whore fest in Atlanta. Yes, it was a Jezebel mega whore fest. With every kind of whore, every kind of slut, every kind of Jezebel spirit could be found, it was there. And he had one of the most prominent persons, comedians in America there, one of his best friends. You may have heard of him. His name is Steve Harvey. And he's telling his jokes. And he's telling his insane jokes. And the people are full of laughter and they're laughing and they're smiling. The fool says, no, there is no Abba. And those fools gathered because the gate of their gods were opened. And there's such a liberty. Now, even though they tell us that terrorists, they're going to destroy this country. No, the terror of Yah is going to overtake this whore. The terror of Yahweh, he's going to terrorize this nation. Your sons, your daughters, they're giving over to Jezebelism. The men are giving over to effeminate and feminism. There's no righteous law in their homes. They don't stand the place like a man should stand in the place. They don't bear up the gate of the city. They're lost. They're gone. Their minds are here. The wife's mind is there. And they wonder why the children are dysfunctional. Because they are dysfunctional.
I'm not going to speak to you sweet things and dainty things. There's no time for that. We need to prepare the building. We need to prepare the house. We need to tear down the idols. We need to destroy these pagan idols that you have allowed to enter in. So we saw this great thing eclipsed in this nation. We saw what we call an abundance of love, didn't we? Sure we did. They gave those women millions of dollars. Every woman that whose husband or spouse or man that was in that building, they averaged $7.2 million piece. And it brought such misery upon their lives. They said they're more miserable now than what they ever were. Some became Jezaites, spending and greed and lust. That's what they did. It did not unify some family, it brought about a division. What unified the family of Almighty Yahweh is the confidence of hope we have in the truth of Yahshua. And because the enemy keeps your mind captivated with this gate of the gods open, and you're playing with all kinds of gods, there is no time to be entertained by Almighty Yahweh. So the only way you're going to have the mind of HaMashiach, it must be taught to you like his mind, or what was cultivated by the word of Yah. Because he is that. You're not going to have that mind of being captivated in this capitalist system of democracy. You see, democracy is what where the people rule, right? And we are people, we say to Yah, we're going to rule you. That's what this system says. It's not what we call a freedom of religion. It simply says to Yahweh, we are going to rule you. Our kingdom shall rule your kingdom. Our ways are superior to your ways. We will vote on whether we accept that or not. Remember the Shabbat and keep it Kodesh. But my bills say, I will not remember that. I do hope that my friend there in Detroit, Michigan is listening. Because he was marrying a woman that said to him, you can't give offerings and tithes. Don't send them anymore to Pastor Roberts. He writes me a letter and says he's going to get another job so he can pay tithes and offerings. 3 or 4 months ago, heavens received one nickel. We don't need his money. But I just show you how this world captivates one. He works for GM. He probably makes $50 an hour. And yet he is so captivated. He and she working. And yet this system, this captivity of the powers that be have brought them under great bondage. Don't tell me whom Yahshua makes free is free. And don't tell me you're free. When you're serving a master, that's why you hate Yah. No man can serve two masters. He's going to love one and hate the other. He's going to cleave to one and he's going to despise the other. Don't tell me the master of the world, the captivity of the world. When the things of Yahweh are not important unto you, but the things of the world are. When you're so captivated by the things of the world, that they command all of your energy, your time. They command separation from your wife, your children, your husband. Don't tell me that's the spirit of Almighty Yahweh. He brings the house in unanimity and brings them one. And there's a pecking order, and everyone understand their place in that pecking order. Well, am I less? No, you understand your place. And the beauty of understanding your place is where the prosperity lies. It brings about knowledge and understanding. It brings about the revelation of Yahweh's truth. And the more you understand your place, who you are in HaMashiach, it enlightens you the greater. It causes your heart to rejoice to say, me, a Hebrew, a Israelite, you have chosen me before the foundations of the world. It will cause the tears of rejoicing, whether you're naked, whether you have no shoes. Pastor Archie sends me pictures. We ought to get them up on a site so people, when they come, they will know there's a congregation there in Ghana. And he sends me pictures, and you see these young men, these young women singing and dancing with such expression. Some of those sisters work, and they may make $2 a day. If they make that, they may plait hair all day, and $2, and that's it. Some of those brothers labor all day long, all day, all day. And they may make a few CDs. You figure one CD, $1 in the American currency will produce about what I asked the man the other day. I sent somebody, I think it was like 9,000 CDs. $9,000. That's what it produced. The average person that makes $450 a year, that is combining all salaries, dividing it by the population of the people, and you get the average. And the other people, they don't even count.
But yet you see this sense of great ecstasy for the things of Yahweh. This is the generation here in this nation. She is the bed of Babylonism. She is the bed of the gates of the gods. The gates have been opened. And that is why your heart is flooded with all kinds of concepts and precepts and thoughts and ideologues. That's why. Because you've left the first love. You left one that first loved you. You've left them. Israel, every time they will leave Yah, what would happen? They will go on to every kind of strange religion there was. They turn even their sons and their daughters over to Moloch and Molcham. They offer them to the fires of Moloch. That's what they've done. They've done that in this nation. Their sons and daughters are burning in such fire. AIDS and sexual promiscuity and drugs and drunkenness and smoking. They are consumed by that today. They're burning. They have no control over their lust. And the parents are given over unto the same lust. Why? Because their minds are not being cultivated by the truth of Almighty Yahweh. Yahweh has a standard. And what we call families today is not the families. Yahweh's family is not like that. The man abides in his place. He told him, by the sweat of your brow, you're going to take care of your house. That's what he said. He said, the woman in childbearing, you're going to suffer, but you're going to take care of the house. You're going to man the things that should be done there. That's what he said. And this foul captivity society of America has removed that. You wonder why? That 80-90% of the families are divorced. There's a daddy there, but there's not a daddy. It's because they've thrown away the Torah, the teachings of Almighty Yahweh. You don't pimp your wife. There's some pimp. I got people sent offering, but I'm still saying, I don't give a nickel's worth of rat's piss about that. Yahweh's way is right. It's not the offering. If a man did what Yahweh said, it would bless his home. He would see the riches and the prosperity of Almighty Yah. Give your wife over to praying. Learning the things that are proper before Almighty Yahweh. That's right. Hallelujah. Let us start a little garden or something like that. Supplement a little income. That's right to do. They're not going to do that because they're worrying about their fingernails. Thank you, my brother. That's the captivity of this society. It is. The people are in captivity. They're bound. They can't breathe because they're captive. He came to let the captive or to make the captive free. He came to set the captivity or to bring the captive out of captivity. Now, what had brought you in the captive? Why are you captive? And you say, you know Yahweh. You say you're free. And yet it is your circumstantial bills that control you. You don't know him, my friend. That's just the truth. You have a form. You have a form. But you deny the power. For they have a form of us, a deepness, or his, of Yah. But they deny the power thereof. Why? Because you turn away. He tells them from such, just turn away. Don't even spend your time with him. They say they have the power of Yah, but yet they don't demonstrate in obeying what he said. You don't have that, brother. I don't care what you say. You may think so, sister, but you don't possess it. You know the rich young ruler came to Hamashiach. What must I do, good master? What must I do to enter the kingdom? He said, what does the Torah teach us? He read out the 6 mitzvah. Love your neighbor, don't murder, all that. He said, I've kept all them from my youth up. He said, I've done that. Beautifully. He said, you just like one thing. Love Almighty Yah with everything. Sell you have, give to the poor, and come follow. Take this truth and eat it. Scripture said he went away very sorrowful. Why? Why did he go away sorrowful? Because he had much. He was captivated. He had much, and yet he had nothing. He had nothing. Brothers and sisters, the only thing that is worth buying today is truth. You don't perceive I'm teaching truth. Run. Don't come back here. Don't be a stupid jackass. I would find a hole in the ground and just seek after Almighty Yah. I would. Separate yourself. Segregate yourself from a fool like me. Don't let me destroy you. Don't let me lead you into error. And the only way you're going to know for sure, you must challenge what I preach by knowing the scripture. If you don't know, then how are you going to challenge something? How are you going to know whether it's the truth? And so the world has captivated this generation. Taking the father away and the wife away. That's not of Yah. It's not. Did Jezebel give their children over to some stranger? Why would you take a precious little boy like that? Nah. Developing someone with her on that breast. and give it to some Jezebel, some pedophile, to place in her arms, to rock. These homosexual perverts in the schools today, these teachers, these pedophiles and these freaks. These homosexuals, they're raising ruckus because they want the homosexual curriculum to be taught in school. They're already taking that to the higher courts. Your minds are twisted. You take a beautiful thing like that and put it in the hand of some Jezebel because of your damnable gate of your God, because of your wicked lust and your greed. You're a vile thing, woman. You're a pervert and a shallow man. You don't have the mind of Hamashiach. You don't even have the direction of Almighty Yahweh. And the world captivates you so much whereby you lose all focus and attention on everything that is pure and everything that is right. That is the power of these gods today. The gates of the gods were opened on that 9/11 event here. I'm telling you, saints, the gates have opened. And we have, as a nation, as a whole, digressed into a cauldron of darkness. And every kind of vile thing is opened up upon this nation. It's a vile nation. In his conception, it was vile. In his conception, everything was laid out in the paganism. It is not what Christianity is pagan. That's just the truth. In the midst of that, Yahweh will reach in and save his remnant. He had Israel in Goshen, but he saved them there. Did not Yosef die in Goshen? Did he cry for his bones to be brought out? Was he saved? He will save Israel. And he's going to save him. He's going to save Israel. And he has brought us to a point whereby we will represent the excellence of his power of salvation and this truth of Hamashiach, of Yahshua. It will be revealed in such a profound way that men will know that we are his sons. That we are the people of Yahweh, we will love one another. We will love Yahweh, we have a fervent love, it will be powerful, and they will know that. They will know that. Yahweh daughters, he does not want you to be captivated with that. He doesn't want you to be captivated with the world, the way they dress, and the women, the way they dress, to be seductive and to be lucid in their dress. He wants you to please just that man. He wants you to make him happy. And all you do and all you practice should be to make him happy. Nothing else. Nothing else. Not to make that man happy, but to make that man happy. Not to satisfy that man. You satisfy that man. Because if you please him, all men will admire you. You satisfy him. You do the proper things that men will notice that. Something about her. I like it. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. Sure we are. And so this is the generation that the gods, the twin towers of Babel, they have fallen. The gates of Babel. And we saw the uniting of this when America went to that country called Babylon, Iraq. And she unified her allegiance. And she did that because out of Babylon comes every kind of violent thing there is. And she did it with a violence or violent overtaking of terrorizing. And that is what began to happen once they left. When Yahweh began to scatter them because Nimrod was a revolter. He revolted against Yah. He was trying to open the gates of the heavens to reach into the heavens to find his ruler, his God. I recall as a young man, as 24, 25 years old, I'll never forget Evangelist Hartsfield. That is why you've never heard me really denounce the man. Because he taught me things that were so profound. He placed a foundation in me like nothing else. He did. He said to me, he said, Brother Roberts, I want to tell you something. The reason that they have their discoveries and their Atlantis, because they're trying to reach or trying to establish the power of their gods and to reach them. And they spend billions of dollars on that. And people die, don't they? They spend billions of dollars. Because there it is the same spirit of Nimrod that they have rebelled against the pure things of Yah. What he commands us, they are simple. Husband, love your wives. Wives, you submit unto all to your husband man to do that. Yet women will submit unto perverts. And they will not talk back to foremen on their job either. And tell them their mind or how they feel either. Because they will be fired. And yet they will tell their husband, they will tell men that speaks to them with truth and authority. But yet they will say that. And yet they will not do that. And yet they will intrigue some pervert that despises her. Some racist pig, some prejudiced man that despises her. Some jealous Jezebel. And they will show them and heap upon them accolades of praise and great reverence. The world has captivated you. And yet they will have no honor for their wife. There are men that will, this Jezebel with some skirt on up to her, I would use the A word, looking like some doll, painted up like some vile freak. He will go over backwards to entertain her. Oh, I'll carry that for you. And yet what the wife says to him, can you get that from me? I don't feel like it. You tell me that's of Yahweh? Is that funny? No laughter. And he will be entertained by some slut, some pervert, this alluring Jezebel spirit. And that is what religion does. It causes men and women to prostitute their minds to the powers that be. Yahweh will always destroy Israel when they became so infested with whoredom. He knew there was no turning back. The scripture talks about the bitter cry of the harlot. There's no cry like the harlot. And this nation is a nation of harlotry and whoredom. Everything is produced by harlotry and whoredom. Everything. That's this nation. And so we saw this great outpouring to this nation. We saw the dignitaries flying from all over the world. They did. You think they came without their gods? We saw memorials being built. We saw programs. The minds of the people were inundated. The world was captivated. America was captivated. The whole house is filled up. Their Sunday worship, they will feel. They came. They feel them. Their Christmas, their Xmas, they fill these whole houses. The gates of the gods were open. That's what they did. They opened the gates, and that is what Babylon is. It is the gate to the gods. Believe me. It is the gate that opens up unto the gods. They left that city. Every kind of religion that is known today proliferated. Every kind. Because they were brought under the captivity of their own corrupt desires, their own intellectual, if I must use that, their own capacity to think, and they were sure that they were gods. They were sure. Why? Because in their ability to rebel against Yahweh, the day that you defy Yahweh, you'll become God. The day that you disobey Yahweh, you become like Him, a God, knowing what is good or tov and what is evil. Now that is what Shaitan said. He gave the definition of what a God was. Yahweh did not give that. And that is what scripture tells us, are you not gods? Because you do you choose your own right and your own wrong. Yahweh instructs us in Torah what's right and what's wrong. And for you to say Yahweh is wrong, then you are your own God. He tells you how to maintain all things, brothers and sisters. And they're not going to be maintained unless we do it His way. They must be done His way. But unless they're done His way, they're not going to be maintained. That's why we have such erratic attitudes in our homes, your children, your families. Your wives, even your husband, men, is wrong. There's only one way. And that way of Yahweh will always lead us unto truth, brothers and sisters. It does not lead us into error. It will always lead us into truth. The system of capitalism, system of democracy, captivates and it destroys the people. I want to read a scripture, brothers and sisters. I want you to hear this. I want you to hear it. You write it down. You go back over these things that I teach to you. It is in the book. Scripture says in Yeshaya, Isaiah 65:11. Listen to this. Yahweh says, but you are they that have forsaken Yahweh. Yeshaya 65:11. I want you to hear this now. For they that you have that forget my Kodesh mountain, that I dwell in the high places. You've forgotten that. You have not given me the credence that you ought to give unto me. He says, because you have forgotten me, you have prepared a table for that deity or the god of fortune, this voodoo economy. That's what it is a voodoo economy. It tricks the people. Who made that statement? Was it someone, Bush made that about Ronald Reagan? That it was a voodoo economy. He made that station, that when he ran against Reagan, in Reagan's first term, he called the economy of America, it is a voodoo. You all don't recall that? I recall that. He said, this is a voodoo economy. He said it was a voodoo economy. When they were running in the primaries, that even the economy of America was a voodoo economy. The god of fortune, and that is what the god of fortune, it is a voodoo riches, it is a deceived riches. It's based upon nothing. What is the riches of America based upon? For something that is tin, cotton, and a pair of shoes, a cellular telephone. That's what they base riches upon. It's voodoo. It tricks the mind. And that is what a voodoo doctor does. He tricks the mind. That is the gate. That is one of the primary powers of the gods or the twin gods in this nation. There's a twin power in this nation. It is this voodoo economy, these voodoo riches by the name of Gad. That's why they use the word God or God or good. Gad, G-A-D. It's amazing because if you look up the word God in the Webster dictionary, you will see it comes from that word gods. Now scripture tells us this is the God of voodoo riches. That's what he calls it. And right there out of those twin towers, there were voodoo riches assimilated all over the world. Do you not know that those twin towers in the midst of that economic structure there, that the vast wealth of the world was controlled? Do you all not realize that? You had every kind of conglomerate, every kind of specialty located in that tower. And if they had waited on a Monday and struck, they probably would have killed tens of thousands of people. That is a city within itself in that city. Do you not understand that some of the most powerful banking industries or entities dwell there in that tower? The wealth of the world is controlled in that tower. And all of a sudden we see this flaming fire, this missile projected into them to destroy it. It's a voodoo. The riches of this nation, they are full of voodooism. They're voodooism. They're phony things. They're fake things. They're no things that are based upon something that is tangible. They're all intangible. The only riches are the riches of Yah. They are not intangible. They're everlasting riches, brothers and sisters. Truth is an everlasting riches. It will never fail. He says, now you have prepared a table for the God of fortune, Gad. For the God of fortune, Gad, G-A-D. That's what it says. And you have furnished the drink offering for the God of fate, many, for the God of luck. And that's all the stock market deals with. And there's some of the most powerful banking industry entities, the banking mega forces of the banking industries, they were there in that twin tower. The powers that be, their gods, the god of voodooism and the god of luck. And everything today, we see the states controlled by luck today, don't we? Pray your lucky seven. That is the thing that's overtaking the states. That's the truth. People will forego their rent, will forego their food to pray the lucky seven. Every state, we call South Carolina conservative state, and yet this voodoo economy here, this voodoo type luck, that's why they teach this voodooism. They offer up their table offerings unto many in these whorehouses today, brothers and sisters. They're not bringing it before Almighty Yahweh. These folks are not giving cheerful. What a man gives to Yahweh, he gives cheerfully. When he knows who's giving to, he doesn't hold anything back. He doesn't keep back anything by default, like Ananias, Sapphira. They don't do that. There are people that listen to me all the time, and they are corruptors, they are extortionists. Brothers and sisters, we don't need one dime to come in here. And yet they will not send one nickel, and there are those that send offerings, and they send tremendous offerings. They listen. That those that hear me, they write and they say, Pastor, what a profound truth. How I am blessed. And they will not support one thing. To strengthen the works of Yah, that a man like Pastor Adria may preach to the people or the house of Israel there. They are perverse and they're greedy dogs. And Jezebels that came here, they still listen. They still listen. They still listen. You don't hear me. They still listen. Because they know there's nothing, no bread out there. Now, you may think it is. No bread out there. Very little bread to find.